This is WHQR's communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
You know, the principal flute part is dastardly throughout. And you play all the time.
That's a good word. Can we say that on the air?
Dastardly.
That is Alex Hill, the conductor of the City Ballet of Wilmington Orchestra, and principal flutist Amanda Hoke. The dastardly thing is the music of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. They both take the difficulties of the score kind of personally.
Well, I always just assume that Tchaikovsky didn't like the flute. You know, that he wrote the hardest part for the flute because he didn't like the instrument, which I've heard that about a lot of composers, Mozart and Tchaikovsky.
Okay, but so here's really, and here's a question. So, and I don't think Tchaikovsky liked conductors much at all either, because you listen to Tchaikovsky and you think it's one way until you get the music in your hand, and then he sets things off on different beats. So what sounds like it ought to be beat one is actually beat four. And that messes with your mind. And part of that may be because of the way the Russian language works. Music by Slavic composers is different because the language is different.
Now, so he didn't like the flute. He didn't like the conductor. Did Tchaikovsky like anybody?
He loved the ballet. And that was an acquired taste for him because ballet up through about 1870 was not good music. It wasn't considered a place for serious composers until Coppelia by Delibes. And then Tchaikovsky heard Coppelia and said, this is awesome. I want to do this.
The orchestra performs live for City Ballet's Carolina Nutcracker this weekend at the Wilson Center. As a flutist myself, I find all the Nutcracker music difficult. I asked Amanda what she thinks is the most challenging piece.
I knew you were going to ask me that question. The most difficult thing? I would probably say the snowflake variation, yeah, because flutes are not used to playing on the offbeats at all, and so that's one of the things that we do in that number that makes it really difficult.
I would agree, and I think it's funny that one of the most beautiful parts of the Nutcracker, visually and musically, is the Waltz of the Snowflakes, and it is in the pit. I don't think I would be overestimating to say it's really sheer terror for everybody in the pit, because there's nothing the conductor can do to make it better because it's a waltz, so it's all on one beat per measure. And everybody plays on these weird offbeats, and it's full of syncopation, it's full of hemiola, it's full of cross accents throughout the orchestra. And it's about one half a beat away from falling apart all the time. You know, the audience is just looking at this beautiful snow, and then it starts snowing, and it's like, this is magical, and we're all down there just sweating bullets throughout the piece, which is what makes it kind of fun, because we know the travail that we all must go through to make beautiful art happen. That's one of the things that's nice about working with professional musicians, is you're really just there to be kind of a ringleader and a motivator. This is now the fourth year with 95% of this orchestra has been the same every year. And it's a little bit of a reunion when they come back together each year to play the Nutcracker.
This Carolina Nutcracker has a unique Wilmington perspective, staged as if in the Bellamy Mansion in 1865.
You've got beautiful lighting. You have incredible costumes. These are all period 1860s costumes. The characters in the party scene in Act One really are representing real historic persons from 1860s Wilmington. So there's a lot of neat historical details, too, that make it worth seeing.
That's conductor Alex Hill and flutist Amanda Hoke from the Orchestra of the Carolina Nutcracker this Saturday evening with a gala reception and Sunday afternoon at the Wilson Center. Find details at WHQR.org. If you see the production, listen for the flutes in the Merlitons piece in The Land of Sweets. It's Amanda's favorite part. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.